Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson for 105.3 CSAT FM. I'm in Whitby, I'm at the Whitby Fishing School with Anne Hornigold. Now, Anne, this is a marvellous place. You've spent a lot of money in doing it out. What plans have you got for the future?
Well, we expanded 2 years ago, and as you say, we've got some wonderful facilities. As well as training the apprenticeship and the basic safety courses, we have been offering courses which train the fishermen, upskill the fishermen, in two things. The first one is in the, it rolls off the tongue this, the under 16 and a half metre skipper's ticket. This is a sea fish training course which upskills the men to skipper level. Inshore skipper, and at present we are planning to become an approved centre to deliver STCW 95 courses, and we're expecting a lot of interest from fishermen along the East Coast who are looking to either give up fishing or supplement the fishing with wind farm support work. There are so many wind farms being developed, planned, going to be built out off the East Coast that we foresee that will be an income earner for us, and the fishermen now know where we are. They're used to knowing that Whitby Fishing School exists to come here for training. We have gained a really excellent reputation for the training we do. So we're hoping that we can entice the men in and train them in STCW 95. This is what the wind farm industry require, and so that's what we're looking to do next.
I think those great big windmills look absolutely magnificent. I think they're really super looking, but I suppose like everything out at sea, there is an element of risk of danger.
Yes, there is a risk, certainly, if these men train. I mean, the courses are very similar. They'll have already done sea fish courses. So once they've done STCW 95, they're very similar, but it will be revision for them. It will upskill them. The fishermen know what they're doing out there. I'm sure that there will be other things for them to understand, but the whole point of having guard ships and safety vessels, supply vessels out there, is that they're well trained before the crews are chosen to go and support the wind farms.
So what is the fishing industry like nowadays? Because you hear so many things about cutbacks and you can only have so many fish and they've got to be a certain size. What's it like nowadays, really?
I think it's still quite difficult for the fishermen, for the crews and the skippers. They have to be careful on planning days at sea. Can't go out and waste a day and pop back in. They go out there and they fish. Yet it's difficult for quotas. Certainly with bad weather and breakdowns, life is not getting any easier for the fishermen. Cod recovery programme is in place and cod has recovered. There will be times when these fishermen will be asked to vacate their fishing areas whilst the wind farms are built. That has caused a lot of upset with the fishermen.
So how do they make a living?
Well, currently the school is delivering some training for fishermen in the Bridlington, Hornsea, Withernsea area, with them looking towards working some of the time, I think, as fishermen, some of the time as support vessels for the wind farm industry. I think if they can multi-skill, then for the future they've got the choice of either or. I think that may help them, although at the moment the fishermen are not overly happy about the wind farms. It's a sort of fait accompli. It will happen.
There seems to be every year more rules and regulations coming out.
There are. There are for the school. There are from Maritime Coast Guard Agency. There are regulations from lots of different agencies, and it's difficult for the skippers to keep up with the amount of paperwork which is required. Certainly locally, we do get fishermen who come in with documentation which looks very officious and ask us, can we help them fill it in? We're perfectly happy to be a centre for the fishermen, and they do come in and out and see our training centre as one for them to use.
So, Anne, your telephone number and website?
Telephone number, Whitby, 01947 825 871. Our website is www.whitbyfishingschool.co.uk.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm talking to Anne Hornigold from the Whitby Fishing School. I'm Barry Robinson for 105.3 Seaside FM.